T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, we heard the likes of Nick Johnson hitting a home run as a New York Yankee, the immortal Billy Butler. Who could forget Billy Butler's, 40-plus games as a Yankee?
Who can?
Mark Reynolds, Cameron Maybin, and, of course, current Yankee Miguel Andujar.
Right.
I think we're about
Chase Headley, too.
Can't forget Chase Headley. Got to bank on Chase, Joe. Got to bank on Chase.
Indeed.
I think we're about 45 into our Sterling Five, where we hear five John Sterling calls every day. Tommy Lugauer has worked very hard on picking the five and having us guess. So, Lugie, the floor is yours on player number one.
All right, guys, before we get to today's top five, Ira in Rochester, if you're listening.
Urshela hits one to deep right field. Reddick going back on the track at the wall. She's gone into the Astros bullpen. Gio Urshela homers. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella. No, he's the most happy fella. He homers to right center.
Little bonus highlight there.
Who doesn't love a little John singing?
That's right.
I don't know that song, by the way, the most happy fella. I don't know that.
It's probably, I'm going to guess, a show tune?
It probably is. It's a little bit out of my...
It outdates Joe.
Out of my world.
It's also on a different stratosphere. Right. Talking about a show tune.
Right, right.
Well, thank you, Lugie. That was good to hear. And that was a request from Ira earlier in the show. Good
there
job,
you go.
Out of
Who's
you.
Better than Luke?
That's the best, man.
All right. First player today. He helped the team win a World Series without ever playing a game for them.
That's a weird hint, but a good one.
This guy manager?
Oh.
Helped the team win a World Series and play for the Yankees and never played a game for them.
Was he?
It's not necessarily the Yankees.
It's not a Yankee World Series.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Was he the manager of this team, this guy?
No. All right.
All right. That's an interesting hint.
He was not the manager of the team, but he helped the team win a World Series without
playing a game for them. Yeah.
Playing a game for
interesting.
Them.
Interesting. That's interesting.
He makes you think of the end of summer.
It makes me think of the end of summer. Huh. Is that right, huh?
Boy.
Makes me think of the end of summer. Helped the team win a game. Was he involved in a big trade that helped his team, that got the guy to put the team over the top to win a championship?
Perhaps.
And how long did he play for the Yankees, this guy?
I can't give that one away. That'll give it away. I can't say if I say it, it'll give it away. It will.
Why would it give it away,
Because it will.
So
you'll know
many...
when you'll know when you hear him why
really?
That would give it away. Exactly. Yes.
Huh.
Okay. You want the next one?
Yeah.
I won't give the year, but in this particular year, after the season, this gentleman should have taken the entire Orioles pitching staff and sent them to Vegas for a week on his dime. Now, that could be a lot of guys, but this guy specifically.
That could be a lot of guys.
I won't give
Gleyber
the year.
Torres?
Say that, Joe?
It's not Gleyber Torres?
Yes.
Here is the one,
it
two.
Is.
Swung on, and there goes deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the bullpen into the crowd. It's Gleyber Day. He hits a 3-run home run to left field. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there. And the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
I love that one. Now the hints make sense. He never played for the Cubs.
Labor Day, right? The Cubs, right? Chapman.
Boy, now, that was well done, Luke.
Now let me just paint. Let's just put this scenario out there.
Yeah.
Let's say the Cubs make that trade, right?
Yep.
And then everything plays out the way it did. Chapman gives up the home run to Rajai Davis. But let's say the Cubs lose that game. What do you think the Joe Beningo Cub fan, that version, is saying? Bro, we couldn't wait to get the immortal Aroldis Chapman here.
No doubt.
And now I got to see Gleyber for 20 years on the Yankees?
Right, that's right. That's 100% right.
How about
and
that?
And that? And if they didn't, I'd be there plenty of Cub fans saying that.
For sure. Now, Chapman played a major role in that postseason run, but in Game 7, he did give up the home run.
That doesn't matter because, look, J-Riz Familia played a big role in the Mets getting a World Series. Where, you know, six-out save against the Dodgers in Game 5. What the hell does it mean? We think of blowing
Game 1.
Right. That's it.
So you're 100% right. If Ben Zobrist, who I think got the game-winning hit, if he doesn't get the game-winning hit in the 10th inning and the Cubs don't win that World Series, that trade is looked at as a disaster.
Especially they wind up getting him back anyway, the Yankees. Even more of a disaster.
Let's be honest, Glaber's going to be the centerpiece of this team. I think in 10, 15, 20 years from now, you'll look back as this is Glaber Torres' team.
No.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Because I don't know if Judge is going to be able to stay healthy.
It'll be in Monument Park.
I think he's got all the tools for sure.
He looks like he can be a tremendous player.
Like a special player,
But as we know, there's a lot of things you got to do to get to Monument Park. You know,
to get to,
You know who looked like a special player and was? Robinson Cano. Is he going to Monument Park?
No.
No, because they didn't work out a contract. He ended up in Seattle.
He's on
now,
our team. That's right. I keep forgetting, like, Robbie Cano's like on our
team. I know. We'd like to forget.
Yes, I understand that.
Those are good hints on Glaber, though. Yeah, excellent work, man.
Okay. The second player. His wife is more well-known than he is.
His wife is more well-known than he is.
Yes.
The guy played, and he had a long career with the Yankees?
He did not have a long career.
And Chris Benson was not a position player.
He was not a position player.
Yeah, I don't think he had a hit any home runs.
No.
Evan will love this hint. At one point, he wore 00 in his career. Only at one point. He didn't wear his whole career, but at one point, he wore 00.
His wife is more famous. I'm going back to the wife thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the wife.
So the wife is like a big actress, the wife? Is she?
Actress, model. She did some TV, sports TV. I don't want to say where.
Huh.
Sports TV. Really?
For Fox. I don't want to say what city.
When we think of this guy.
Ernie will know who she is for sure. Joe won't. Evan might. I don't know if you do, but Ernie absolutely would. I think it's a little more modern generation might know her. Maybe Ernie doesn't know her. I didn't discuss it with him before.
You know who's got a famous wife?
Who's that?
This may not be the answer, but Nick Swisher has a famous wife.
He does, but this is not the answer.
But it's not her. Okay.
No,
she didn't do sports. She's an actress.
Now, Evan, do you remember the Met that wore 00?
Who's Nick Swisher's wife?
Joanna Garcia, I think.
I don't know.
She's an actress.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Evan, do you remember the Met that wore 00?
Didn't Ray Sanchez wear 00?
Tony Clark wore 00,
right? That's
right,
Tony Clark. Uh-huh. It's not Tony Clark, by the way.
No.
I'm still trying to get to this. I'm still perplexed on this wife.
Oh, we'll circle back to that, Joe. Yeah, well, I'll give you her name after. It's worth the Google search. Yeah.
You never know.
I won't say the year, but there's two critical hints in this. He hit two homers off Chris Sale in one season, right? It was the only two homers Sale gave up to a lefty all year.
Wow.
So you got two hints in there, if you were listening.
Well, he's a left-hand hitter.
Right.
I know that.
And he hit it off of who?
And he got it off Chris Sale.
And where is Chris Sale pitched? Who would see Chris Sale a lot in a year?
Red Sox and White Sox.
Okay, so think of one of those teams.
Left-hand hitter.
Did not have a long career.
And how long did he play with the Yankees?
Not very long. I don't even know if he played a full season. He was only in the big leagues about 6 years.
Really?
Huh. He spent the majority of his time. Joe loves the musical hints. You want a musical hint, Joe?
Well, you want to throw me when you can.
Okay. So he played the majority of his career in a place where you would think of artists like The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5.
Okay, so he played in Detroit most of his career.
Right. Detroit lefty. Not a long career.
Detroit left-hand hitter. Not a long career.
In the Chris Sale era. So when Sale was on the White Sox.
On the White Sox, okay.
Right.
Brennan Bosch?
The 1-2.
Wow.
Swung on, and there it goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Brennan Bosch. It's the knuckleball out in right center. BB. It's a BB. That's Bosch, by gosh. He homers to right, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
I gotta tell you, I never heard of Brendan Bosch.
Brendan Bosch?
I never heard of this guy.
Yeah, don't be ashamed.
I want to know who his wife is. Who's this guy's wife?
Yeah, who's his wife?
Allison Akmanek.
Who?
Allison Akmanek. She was like she did Fox Sports Detroit. She's done some acting, modeling.
I never heard of her.
Have Terry file her up on Google and during one of the breaks.
What's the girl's name?
Allison Akmanek.
And she was married to Brendan Bosch.
Is married, yeah.
Oh, is?
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, what should not be lost in this is that was a hell of a call.
Oh, it's great.
Great call.
Oh, my God.
I love the calls for John for guys that didn't have, like, a big impact, but the calls are still good, like Stephen Drew, Ben Francisco,
yeah.
Bosch. Yeah.
And what was the thing again you said about
Bosch? Oh, gosh.
Bosch, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You, in fact, you may have to play that one more time so we can appreciate it.
All right, here we go.
The 1-2. Swung on, and there it goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Brennan Bosch. It's the knuckleball out in right center. BB. It's a BB. That's Bosch. By gosh. He homers to right, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's,
you know, I'm just thinking
Bosch,
about this.
By gosh.
Like, what's the wife's name again?
I should have did this guy last, but yes.
Allison Opernick?
No, Okmanik.
Okmanik? Yeah. See, now, if we were back in...
O-C-H-A-M-E-C-K.
If we were at Hudson Street right now, Ernie would be walking in right now from the other side of
the glass. Have Terry fire up Google right now. Have her fire it up right now.
I'm not going to go nuts about it. I'm just saying that.
I should have a few times.
That's what Ernie would be doing, right?
Can't I think Ernie well aware of her already. Ernie, I'll talk to him during a break.
Ernie would be walking in, show me, here she is. And I say, oh,
Ernie, if you're listening, text me a thumbs up.
I got to tell you, Lukey, I'm giving you a thumbs down. I have no idea who she is.
No, yeah, and right. I said that. I said Ernie would know you
maybe.
I had no
idea Brandon Joe Bosch is.
Brennan,
okay.
The great Brennan Bosch. Yes.
Brennan Bosch. Or
double zero.
Hey, played in the major leagues.
He sure did.
Yeah, you know, that's something I didn't know.
Ernie's never heard of her either. Though. Ernie's Googling her as we speak.
Wow. Ernie, you don't even know this girl?
Nope.
Ernie knows the most obscure women.
He's on her Instagram page as we speak, I'm
like,
sure.
Like, you know, she's like the backup of the backup of the backup reporter for, like, the, you know, the Kansas
Yeah, she
City
did
Royal.
Reporting in Fox Sports Detroit. I'm assuming that's where they met.
Well, how
it doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Luke, out of curiosity, how do you know who she is? Was this just watching Tiger games on the MLB app or
did
something?
Did you date this girl
No, I just heard of her. Did I date her? No. I did not date her, no.
Luke's a little bitter.
I had to leave a few for some other people to date, you know.
Right.
Hello.
I understand. I get that.
Brennan Bosch. Wow. Okay. Next up.
All right. This next player. The first hint is Jared Saltalamacchia. That is the first hint.
Okay.
Okay. He was a thorn in the Mets side.
No, there's a millionaire.
Where do we
but
go
think
from
Jared
there?
Saltalamacchia. Think a thorn in the Mets side.
All right.
Okay. He has a world-class bat flip.
World-class bat flip.
Except more often than not, it's a ground ball to shortstop. But it's still world-class, the bat flip.
And we can't stand this guy, I'm sure, right?
No, I actually think you like him.
I like the guy?
Uh-huh, that's a hint.
And he was a Met killer?
Met killer, you would like him. Jared Saltalamacchia, a world-class bat flip, but more often than not, it was like, you know, a pop-up to second base.
Right.
Okay. Known more for his defense, made his Yankee
post. I got it. Uh-oh. I think I got it. Okay. This guy played for the Mets, right?
Give me your answer.
Edeni Echevarria.
It swung on and ripped a deep left field, headed toward the wall, and gone! A bullet line drive that just cleared the barrier for the home run. Echevarria. Mamma mia! He homers to left, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
That's pretty fantastic. That's pretty good, little Mamma mia, huh?
Yep.
Where's ABBA?
Now, obviously, Saltalamacchia has the longest last name in baseball history, right? So this guy's in the ballpark.
That was very good.
Yes.
The only hint,
and I have heard of Echevarria,
and he was brutal to the Mets when he was on the Marlins.
I mean,
who isn't? Every Marlin is, but yes,
that's true.
All of those things didn't matter. The thing that really got me was the bat flip on anything.
Because
used to tick me off.
Oh, he would bat flip anything
because he came to the Mets. He spent a brief time with the Yankees and Mets, but you're right, he's more of a Marlin. He did a fly ball to right field that off the bat you can't tell. You know, you're watching the game at home, you can't tell. And the way he'd flip the bat, I'd say, that's gone.
Yep.
And then it would be 14 feet short of the warning track. Yep. And I'd get mad at him because I'm like, why the hell are you flipping your bat?
It's like Robles pointing to the sky for a 450-foot home run. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Know.
Have a good season with the Angels. Appreciate it.
Oh, that ticked me off, too. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Hansel Robles and Edeni Echevarria, they have a lot in common.
Evan, I got to mention this to you because you're gonna laugh. But I got to bring this trade back up because this reminds me of a trade that would happen in our fantasy league. And I would say probably between like Hoffman and Monzo. You got to listen how ridiculous this is. So the Marlins and Blue Jays made a trade back in 2012. So Hecheverria, along with these guys, went to the Marlins. Henderson Alvarez, Jeff Mathis, Yunel Escobar, Jake Mariznick, Anthony DelSclafani, and Justin Nicolino. In exchange, they got Mark Burley, Josh Johnson, Jose Reyes, John Buck, and Emilio Bonifacio. Was Billy the Martin included in that, too? With the guy that sold hot dogs? What, just 40 guys are in that trade?
That was a trade between who now?
The Blue Jays. I'm saying in our fantasy league, that's a kind of trade that Hoff would do, or Monzo, right, so where you have to trade like 50 people. I think Monzo throws in one of his kids. You know, that's... It's ridiculous. Right. At like 3 in the morning, they're texting you this
and
stuff.
And you can't comprehend the trade because there's so many guys involved.
I mean, clearly it's a money dump. I mean, a lot of that stuff was contract, related.
Yeah, that was all about the Marlins dumping Jose Reyes.
Yep.
I remember that. Yeah, that was when they lied to him because they said, oh, no, we're not signing you to trade you. And then, you know, a year later, he's traded to the Blue Jays.
Right.
All right, next up.
Okay, next up. This guy has postseason homers off two pitchers who have both won multiple Cy Young Awards.
Huh.
They were both three-run homers, and they both broke ties.
Didi.
Okay.
Tried to get it right out of the top. No.
Was this guy a good Yankee or no?
I like him. I'd have to get the pulse of the Yankee fan, but I think I like him as a player. Maybe I gave it away.
He's a good Yankee.
Yes.
In your opinion.
Oh, I think, I think he's a good Yankee.
And he had home runs off of playoff home runs against Cy Young Award winners.
Multiple Cy Young Awards. Both were three-run homers. Both broke ties. I think this guy is one of the better trades Cashman's pulled off.
Okay.
One of the better trades Cashman has pulled off.
Okay. He was the first major league player to hit a home run in Europe.
What?
Think about that. Well,
Well, they just did it, right?
Right.
Wasn't that series the first
one? I know
one?
75 guys hit home runs in that series. Yeah, but
so
maybe,
it's a recent
So maybe he bats in the top of the order, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a recent Yankee.
He's on a team now?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Aaron Hicks.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep right, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Hicks has done it again. Hicks hits one to the sticks. Aaron hammers one to right. It's a two-run blast, and the Yankees have a 5-2 lead.
Aaron Hicks.
It's a good one.
Right.
Is Aaron Hicks going to be ready for opening day?
Which one?
What opening day is that?
Right, exactly.
2021?
I didn't want to say injuries. I thought that was going to kind of give it away.
Yeah, no, that's unfortunately the story of Aaron.
And obviously the home runs, game five off Kluber, and then last year, what was it, game five off Verlander, right? They both broke ties.
There you go. Good call on that one.
Okay.
All right, last one of the
day. But certainly not least, this player has gained a second life in the age of social media.
Second life age, and he's on.
And Evan, do not guess it after the first one.
Well, I'm not guessing.
Because
he's on Twitter or on Facebook or wherever the heck.
Social media age. I don't want to give away the medium, but social media.
Yeah, they're all there. All right, next.
Okay. Someone very, very close to him wasn't exactly a great player. But he was valued by a certain team. Why? Because he gets on base. I don't expect Joe to get that in.
Okay.
We know it's not Joey Votto. So.
He never won a ring.
Never won a ring.
So he didn't win any championships with the Yankees. Was he with the Yankees for a while, this guy?
He had a pretty long career with the Yankees, I would say.
Long career with the Yankees.
And what was the first thing you said? The first hint?
He has had a second life in the age of social media.
Social media.
Jason Giambi.
What was that one, Joe?
Jason Giambi.
The payoff. It's hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone in the bleachers. He hit a breaking ball a mile and a half. Jason Giambi hits another home run. The Giambino. And the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
The Giambino.
Now, if Joe didn't get that, I was going to say when I was younger and I listened to Joe on the overnights, I think the legendary Jerome in Manhattan would call about Giambi nightly with Joe screaming. I think he was the Yankees to sign him.
Gotcha. Right,
I think he was calling Steinbrenner himself. Right. I mean, it was the apple of his eye.
Right.
That's one of those.
Let me just tell you, I don't think she'd be upset if I said this. My daughter Sam was actually a Facebook buddy with Jason Giambi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can take that for what it is.
All right. I think Loogie was implying that the Giambi joke that ran on Francesa for years? Yeah, is that basically that, what
yes,
you're
of
alluding
course,
to?
Yeah. He's on Twitter. He's on a Twitter every time I tweet something. Giambi's name's on
yeah,
Twitter.
Like yeah, like Jason G. I don't even know how it started, but I guess it was 5, 6, maybe longer than that.
Maybe longer
8, 9
than that,
years
yeah,
ago. Where that was like the number one prank thing to say to Mike. Jason Giambi. You know, who
I is, see.
And just Jason Giambi's name being brought up.
And did you get the second hint, Ev? I thought you might have gotten that one.
What was the second hint?
The one about from Moneyball, Jeremy Giambi, when they're going over the players
no,
and talking about the guys he likes.
Hint,
yeah,
no,
a little more subtle.
No, but that it's true. it's a good hint when you think about it in retrospect. By the way, the best of the group that we heard today is Brennan Bosch. That call is tremendous. He gives you the BB hits a BB. Hey, Bosch, my gosh. Tremendous.
The 1-2. Swung on, and there goes the deep right.
More
that
Bosch.
Ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Brennan Bosch. It's the knuckleball out in right center. BB hits a BB. That's Bosch, by gosh. He homers to right, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
By the way, I would like to also point out that I'm Facebook friends with Sam Benigno. I would just like to also point
okay,
that out.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, no, I
love Sam.
Facebook.
I've known her. Yeah, she's the best.
She's Facebook with a lot of people. But, I know that she was. This is years ago that this is was going on. But, you know, many years ago. I think when he was playing for the Yankees, I think that it wow, goes back that far.
How about that?
So there you go.
Excellent job, Lugie. We appreciate it. Gleyber, Brennan Bosch, Danny Echeverria, Aaron Hicks, and Jason Giambi. More coming next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.